This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel carried out a wave of airstrikes on what it said were militant targets in Gaza, leveling a six-story building, and militant fired dozens of rockets into Israel Tuesday. Palestinians across the region observed a general strike as the war, now in its second week, showed no signs of abating. The strikes toppled a building that housed libraries and educational centers belonging to the Islamic University. Seen from roof height, the destruction loomed as a massive valley of concrete slabs, desk, offices, chairs, books, and computer wires could be seen peeking from the debris. The White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden expressed support for a ceasefire in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday, after more than the week of Israeli-Palestinian airstrikes and rocket attacks.
President Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire in the week-long war between Israel and Hamas militants. The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman says that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has benefited.
The current round of fighting appears to have given a boost to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Just a week ago, Netanyahu was fighting for his political life. His opponents were on the verge of forming a government that would have sent him packing. He had a chance to form his own government after Israeli elections in March, but he failed. The deadline passed. His opponents now have a one-month window to do so. They were very close to an agreement last week when the fighting erupted. Now that there's heavy fighting going on, it's much harder for them to form an alternate coalition.